I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Take a walk in the woods. You're likely to see lovely spring wildflowers. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg of Chicago Botanic Garden with your gardening tips for the week. There are many native plants blooming in the woods during the spring. The forest floor receives dappled sunlight before the tall canopy of trees leafs out, allowing native plants like spring beauty, Virginia bluebells, and trillium to grow and bloom. They're here very briefly, disappearing once the tree canopy fills in, and that's how they get their name, spring ephemerals. Many spring ephemerals are sensitive to photoperiod, meaning they respond to sunlight by opening their blooms. To see good flowering, come out for your woodland walk on a sunny day. Look for the interesting trout lily. The modeling on their leaves resembles the fish, the lake trout. Spring wildflowers are important to insects because as their flowers open, they're sources of pollen early in the season before other plants are blooming. More tips are online at wbbmnewsradio.com/audio. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg for News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.